Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Robinson scores. Blefary moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. 1 out. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. There goes Bulfari trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Brandt moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palfrey hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Palfrey chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Palfrey. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sonny Siebert pinch runs for Dick Houser. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-3 in the game. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Gonzalez moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Luis Tiant now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.